I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This podcast is brought to you by Voyage AC.
Did you know that even before they started sponsoring us, I was known as the Voyage AC girl?
Because?
Because every time I brought someone a gift, a fragrance for a good friend, or a candle to a dinner party, or a face scrub, or a bubble bath, it was always from Voyage AC. Yes. And I know it's not even Halloween yet, but make no mistake, it is holiday shopping season. And while those giant stores are struggling to fill their shelves with the latest trends, Melanie Apple and her crew are hand-making all of Voyage AC's candles, fragrances, and body products right here in Los Angeles.
And I know you always go to their store, but buying online is the easiest way to send one of their elegant gifts.
It totally is, hun. And you'll want to check out all of Voyage AC's gorgeous face and body products, beautiful scents, and phenomenal candles. So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find Voyage AC on our brand new website at theonlyonepod.com, or you can go to www.voyageac.com directly. That's VoyageTCIE.com.
And as you know, Melanie is always willing to give my friends and family discount to all our listeners right now, even through the holidays. That's 10% off everything you buy.
All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is the ultimate luxury blend of travel design and sense.
This podcast is supported by Cute Booty Lounge.
I am so happy they're sponsoring us, but I'm also so proud. This October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Kelly Nishimoto and Cute Booty Lounge are doing something incredible.
What's that, honey?
Well, they've teamed up with Elisa Calver, a new mom and entrepreneur who is fighting stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. Mm. They're bringing attention to her cause and sharing her journey on their social media. And it's such an important message. You can actually follow Elisa at Slovin Calver on Instagram. That's at SLOVINKALVER.
Yeah, I saw that story on her IG. She was diagnosed in June of this year, and she also has a one-year-old, right?
Exactly, hon. So yeah, Cute Booty Lounge does make the best-looking, most comfortable leggings ever, and they are made right here in the USA by women and for women. And yes, the company is incredible, female and minority-owned, but they also walk the talk, and they support women from all walks of life.
Speaking of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, aren't you due for a mammogram soon?
Good keeping track. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm getting one this Friday.
Well, head to cutebooty.com and enter the only booty to get 15% off your first order.
Yes, and again, follow Cute Booty Lounge on Insta to see Elisa's journey and educate yourself about how to bring awareness to research and early detection for stage 4 metastatic cancer today.
Several times a week, Laura will turn to me after we get into bed and say those 6 little words I've been waiting to hear all day. Can I read something to you? Once I've said yes, she reaches for an item from her very cluttered nightstand and proceeds to bring that book, blog post, poem, essay, or article to life with her voice. I hope you enjoy listening to her read as much as I do. Here's this week's selection from Laura's nightstand.
Hi, I'm Laura Cathcart-Robbins, and as Scott said, you're listening to On My Nightstand. And today I'm going to be reading to you from a book called The Inside Track. It is by Peter Sage, who was our season 10 finale guest. He was the only one who was grateful for being imprisoned. And boy, what an episode that was. It's so, like, you have to go back and listen to it. You'll want to after you hear these excerpts, but I'm going to read 2 pieces of his book, the 2 pieces that I first read to Scott when I told him that we should have Peter on the show. So I'm going to start just by telling you a little bit about who Peter is. Peter Sage was sent to the most violent prison in the UK as the only non-criminal prisoner. Instead of playing the victim, he chose to identify as a, quote, secret agent of change, unquote. He went from mentoring frustrated billionaires to transforming the lives of his fellow prison inmates. He wrote letters to his supporters documenting the entire experience, which later became an award-winning book. That's the book I'm going to read you from, The Inside Track. Peter is a 6-time TEDx speaker whose multiple #1 best-selling books have sold over 150,000 copies in several languages. He's shared the stage with high-profile people such as Sir Richard Branson, former U.S. President Bill Clinton, and many, many others. The book, The Inside Track, are actual letters that Peter wrote to his community from inside prison, and these letters have been put together in a book. So this is not something he created after he left. These are the real letters that he wrote while he was there. So the first piece I'm going to read you is called Volume 1, The Adventure Begins, and I'm reading you an excerpt from this. My dear and amazing family, students, and friends, I'm writing to you from inside of Pentonville, one of the toughest and most violent prisons in the UK. It is quite literally the perfect setting for what I have planned. Sorry it's taken a few days to get this to you. I spent a week settling in and getting things in place. Before we start, let me assure you that everything is amazing with me. I've never felt better, and the river is winding perfectly. There's so much I want to share. Finding myself in this prison was so unexpected and happened against so many odds that I feel it could only have been engineered at a higher level of intelligence and from a place I completely trust. It is not difficult to figure out my mission has been clear and publicly stated for a long time, to help raise the global consciousness of humanity in a way that can make a lasting difference. This has to especially include those who are at the bottom of the ladder when it comes to society. Well, I guess I should be careful for what I wish for. Seriously, I'm often blown away by how the outer world arranges itself in alignment with what we ask for, both good and bad. Though in this case, I have to tip my cap in utmost respect. I mean, what possible way could life manage to smuggle me into jail without ever being accused of a crime and bring me out afterwards still without having a criminal record? Total genius. I feel like Sylvester Stallone in Escape Plan, though rather than test prison security, I'm here to be a secret agent of positive change. It also offers a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for me to give you a window into my world on this journey as it unfolds, to give you a live demonstration of a real test, or what I call graduation event. What are graduation events? They are scenarios and bends in the river of life that appear throughout our journey and mostly come wrapped in an outer layer of adversity. They serve several functions, but the two most prominent ones are key. The first is to present us with an opportunity to grow, to learn something we need to learn, or to hear a message we've been ignoring. The second function is to test if we can demonstrate something rather than just know it. That's because there is a world of difference between intellectually understanding something and having it actually show up as who you are, particularly under stress. Graduation events are designed to test this and also to remind us of the number one rule of personal development, the inescapable law that separates those who talk from those who do. And that, my friends, is this. Theory does not cover the price of admission to the higher levels of growth or conscious awareness. I'll say that again. Theory does not cover the price of admission to the higher levels of growth or conscious awareness. I suggest you tattoo that phrase on the inside of your eyelids for whenever the next bend in your river shows up. So that's the beginning of the book. And now I'm turning to one of my favorite sections here. So this is Peter's gratitude and emotional transformation exercise. It consists of three questions and one exercise. The key is to keep the answers as short as possible. This forces us to stay limited to the facts only and filter out the quote-unquote story. Of course, it is the story we tell ourselves about what happened that generates most of the negative emotions. Keeping our answers as factual and story-free as possible, therefore, helps us to be objective without having our feelings hijacked. Question 1. What actually happened? Answer, I got an 18-month sentence for contempt of court. Remember, facts only. Question 2. Which means what? Answer, unless it's appealed, I'll be away from home for 9 months. Question 3. What can I learn from this? Give a minimum of 5 answers. I learned in terms of law, it's not who's right or wrong, but who can present the best story, i.e. fair play is not fair result, but of course it's not meant to be. I learned that when it comes to my own convictions and values versus society's rules and regulations, the current system will support society in a head-to-head. This seems irrespective of the common sense nature of the challenge. I learned that indigo children, well, I guess adults now, will usually seek to disrupt and challenge the status quo of the existing system as a natural predisposition. This is not without consequence. The river of life has a smarter and higher level agenda than my left brain. That theory will never cover the price of admission to higher levels of consciousness. That no matter how hard the lesson or the exam appears, or from how left field it comes, I will never be given more than I can handle. And here's the exercise. List as many reasons as I can as to why I can be genuinely grateful that this experience or event has happened. Note, this only works with at least 10 to 15 minimum. That can seem hard to go after them, but here they are. Here's mine. 1, I get to work with and make a lasting difference to those in society who really need it. And from what I've seen so far, God knows they need it. 2, I get to test my interpersonal and intervention skills in one of the toughest environments I've ever faced. 3, I get to be a real-life secret agent of change. 4, I not only get a chance to face the test of walking my talk, but also the opportunity of gaining insights and distinctions over and above any planned learning in a classroom. 5, I get to really trust life and the flow of the river, knowing it will always care for me as long as I practice non-resistance and focus on serving others and the greater good. 6, I'm grateful for being able to embrace uncertainty at a higher level than usual and to practice letting go of everything I fear to lose. 7, I'm grateful for the chance to go through a challenge so I can continue to contribute with the new emotional and spiritual muscles that will develop as a result. 8, that I get to practice joining the dots and going forward instead of backwards and be grateful in advance for whatever amazing journey is lying in wait. 9, for the fact that life is so smart it found the only way in law that allowed me to be smuggled into jail without ever being accused of a crime and leave without getting a criminal record. 10, that I have the quiet, quality time I've been looking for and asking for, so I can focus on my own growth. This includes my next book and more quality content for my business school and my academy. 11, that after canceling 3 meditation retreats, I've been booked to attend over the last 2 years due to schedule, commitments and time and pressure, life has finally allowed me to meditate in a place for several hours per day. 12, I get to deeply relax and unplug with no calls, no email, no messages or push notifications, no battery life, no schedule, and none of the usual constraints to worry about. 13, that Thea and I get a chance to have our own space and a break in proximity before we get married and allow a real test of adversity to prove we can become stronger and lay an even deeper foundation on which to build our future together. 14, that Thea is finally able to prove how independent she is outside of my influence and shadow, something she knew was needed. 15, to see how well the team members cope with me being away temporarily and see who steps up and walks their commitment and who bails at the change of circumstance, to see how the leadership team acts in terms of integrity versus politics, power struggles, personal agendas, allowing me to come out and move forward with people of character, not conversations. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes Volume 1. Right now, I want to devote some time to my new prisoner induction story and to map out the education course. Hopefully, I'll have them done by my next letter. However, before I go, I just want to say thank you so much for your energy, love, and support. I also feel very blessed that I get to invite you to walk vicariously alongside me on this journey to help others. Just know that I'm really proud of all of you and look forward to sharing more stories soon, as well as hearing yours too. Keep shining your light. And I'll be back soon. Huge hugs and lots of love. Peter X. On My Nightstand is a special segment of the Only One in the Room podcast. Today's episode was produced by Scott Slaughter, who I call Hun, and executively produced by Christina Barcy, who we call Barcy. Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible, brand new Only One interview, and every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading from something that I love. If you have an Only One in the Room story or a piece of writing that you'd like to share, please submit it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.